This spring, tomato pickers in Immokalee, Florida, reached an unprecedented agreement with one of the world's biggest fast food companies. Yum Brands, which owns Taco Bell and other chains, agreed that Taco Bell will only buy tomatoes in Immokalee from growers who pay their pickers almost double the going wages and treat them with respect. This followed a 4-year boycott of Taco Bell. NPR's Daniel Swerdling told us that story yesterday. Today, he reports on how the Immokalee farm workers are making sure the promises on paper come to life in the fields.
The farm workers' leaders say if this new agreement with Yum Brands is going to work, then every tomato picker around Immokalee has to understand exactly what they've won. So the coalition of Immokalee workers is spreading the word.
La puja.
Turn on your radio any afternoon in this sandy farm town. Go to 107.9 and you'll hear Radio La Tuya, your radio. The Coalition of Immokalee Workers set up this tiny radio station in the corner of an old storeroom. 1 minute, the DJ's playing ranchero music. Next, he's calling farm workers to a big meeting to help make the Taco Bell agreement work.
Así es, amigos, muy buenas tardes por acá. Ya estamos en Radio Conciencia 107.9, La Tuya, La Mira del Vecino.
This DJ is Lucas Benitez. He was one of the main organizers of the Taco Bell boycott. He's saying, there's an important meeting coming up Wednesday night at the coalition office near Main Street. We've changed the time to 7:30, so all of you can come. Of course, farm workers don't always hear the program. So an organizer named Gerardo Chavez goes to a farm worker housing project later the same night.
Buenas noches. ¿Cómo están?
He goes door to door down the rows of little white cabins near a grove of palm trees.
Por parte de la coalición, para invitarlos.
And he asks farm workers to Wednesday's meeting in person. Executives at Yum Brands have promised that they're going to be the first fast food chain that takes responsibility for how their suppliers treat farm workers. For instance, they say they'll only buy tomatoes in this region from growers who pay workers almost double the usual wages. When we follow Chavez into this cabin, it's obvious that every extra penny could make a difference. This entire cabin is about the size of a modest American living room. The young men inside say at least 9 people live here. Sometimes there are 11. They've squeezed a bunch of mattresses side by side on the battered wooden floor. The mattresses are crusted with grime and filth. There's one toilet and a sink in the corner. The walls of the bathroom are so furry with mold that I can't tell the color of the paint. This cabin doesn't come with shelves, so the farm workers have piled their clothes and their food on the floor. This farm worker is wearing a sleeveless undershirt. His name is Bonifacio. He doesn't want to give his last name. A lot of these farm workers have come to the U.S. illegally. Bonifacio says he's been working and living here about a year. He speaks through my interpreter.
There are mice here, there are cockroaches, and sometimes we leave out our food, and by the next day it's all gone because it's all been eaten by the mice and the cockroaches.
The farm workers say the rent for this cabin is $1,200 per month. That's typical here in Immokalee. At the moment, farm workers around Immokalee earn about 1.3 cents for every pound of tomatoes they pick. Under the new agreement, farm workers will make 2.3 cents per pound when they pick tomatoes that go to Taco Bell. Yum Brands will send the extra pennies to the growers, and then the growers are supposed to pass them on to the workers. Since a typical worker picks thousands of pounds of tomatoes every day, those pennies could add up to a couple hundred extra dollars every week. But the farm workers' leaders say they might face problems making sure that this agreement works. For one thing, a lot of tomato pickers have no idea that they're supposed to get a raise. Gerardo Chavez asked the workers in this cabin.
No.
Gerardo asked the farm workers if they've ever heard of the Taco Bell boycott, and all of the farm workers said no. Gerardo goes further to ask, well, have you ever even heard of Taco Bell? All of them said, honestly, no.
As a result, some farm workers might not notice if the companies underpay them. And that brings us to the second part of the new Taco Bell policy. Executives at Yum Brands have promised that the farmworkers' leaders can inspect the company's business records for the first time ever. That way, the farmworkers can figure out if Yum and the growers are obeying the agreement. Before we leave the cabin, Gerardo Chavez tells the workers, don't forget. Chavez says, come to that meeting Wednesday night at the coalition office. We're going to be talking about important issues. And he hands out yellow flyers with the coalition's phone number and address. The new agreement between Yum Brands and the farm workers makes one more breakthrough. It says that when farm workers charge that a grower is mistreating them, then Yum Brands and the coalition will work together to investigate. And if they confirm there's a problem, Yum won't buy tomatoes from the grower anymore, unless the grower shapes up. The coalition's leaders say this policy will work only if farm workers learn that they have the right to speak out when growers mistreat them. And that's what the meeting Wednesday night is all about. It's 8:30 p.m. The meeting's starting late. Lucas Benitez stands in the middle of the coalition's office in an old storefront in the center of town. More than 60 farm workers face him from rows of metal folding chairs. Some are wearing polished cowboy boots like they're going to a party. Most look exhausted, and Benitez is trying to whip up enthusiasm.
Buenas noches. ¿No comieron hoy o qué?
Buenas noches, compañeros.
Buenas noches.
This room is a jumble of desks and computers and fax machines and banners with political slogans. There are racks of cornmeal and chilies in the corner, which the coalition sells to farm workers at cost. Benitez asks everybody a question. My interpreter translates.
Who here has a boss that treats you well?
A farm worker near the back raises his hand, and he shyly answers.
Well, he treats me a little well.
Benitez passes out leaflets about farm workers' legal rights. The first page shows a cartoon of a farm boss holding a gun. It says in Spanish, whether you have your immigration papers or not, your boss does not have the right to control your life. Benitez asks the crowd for a volunteer.
Who wants to read the first part of these rights? You don't have to know how to read well, because not all of us went to school.
And a young man who's wearing a blue jean jacket starts to read. Slowly.
The farm boss promised you that you'd have a clean and comfortable bed and a comfortable room when you worked for him.
With that, Benitez raises his eyebrows.
All right, that's what the law says. But here in Immokalee, does this happen? No, to the contrary, right?
And it's time to wrap up the meeting. Benitez tells the farm workers, from now on, when you have a problem, you call us here at the coalition and report it. And everybody ends on a cheer. Of course, one of the main groups that has to deal with the Taco Bell agreement is the growers. We tried to interview the major growers around Immokalee, and either they never called us back or they declined to do an interview. But a spokesman for their trade association says most growers will eventually be willing to make the changes that farmworkers want if companies like Yum Brands foot the bill. Yum Brands started paying earlier this month. The company sent an extra $90,000 to Immokalee. It was the first time that farmworkers got their extra penny per pound. Daniel Zwerdling, NPR News.
You can hear the first part of Daniel Zwerdling's story on Immokalee and see pictures at our website, npr.org.